settling into your space, noticing the contours of your body. The sensory experience of your environment in your ears, on your skin, in your nose. Noticing the layers of your personhood from exterior to more interior spaces. Coming into a safer place, where you can let the screens and veneers with which you present yourself begin to dissolve. Slowing down. Becoming more quiet and more still. Extending your breath deeper on each inhale, then releasing it more slowly with each exhale. Directing your breath and the sensations of your pulse to any spaces in your body that are tight, stiff, constricted. Giving yourself permission to be just 10%, maybe even 5% more open. Finding that release. In your mind's eye, give shape to all the worries of the past. Carry them outside you, placing them aside. Giving form to the anxieties of the future, gathering them up, taking them outside of you and placing them aside. Noticing with a gentle and generous awareness the layers of your body from outside to in. From the outermost edges of skin to the innermost of your organs. Letting them soften, even dissolve a bit. Finding in your mind's eye and awareness the peace and place of you that holds anger. Notice where you might feel it in your body. You don't need to become angry, just notice it. Become witness to it reflectively. Anger has its uses. In your mind's eye, with loving hands, lift up the place in you that holds anger. Polish and clean it. Of residue. And the parts that no longer serve you. Anger has its uses, its time and space, but brush off it the places and expressions that are unhelpful. Then place it back, settling it down. Settling into the layers of your body and self. Find the place in you that holds and is fear. Gather it up tenderly and evaluate that space of fear with generous awareness, knowing that fear serves us and protects us. Looking at that part of you that holds fear, notice what's outdated, what fears or aspects of fear no longer serve you. Brush them off. Clean what is fear and return it to its rightful place, settling it in usefully. And settling your whole self into the many layers of your personhood. Breathing deeply. Calming yourself. Notice the part of you that is sadness. That holds grief. It's a very meaningful part of you. It holds the value of memory. Gently gather up the place in you that is sadness. Consider it kindly. Are there sadnesses or griefs that you could let go of? Dust off. Polish. With that refreshed place in you, settle it gently back down in yourself. Look to the part of you that is joy. gratitude and play. Hold it up to the light. In your mind's eye, clean and polish your joy to a luster and shine. And gently settle it back in its place. Noticing the layers of yourself inside and out. Last, gather up the part of you that is and holds love. Raise it up high. No more or less valuable than the parts that hold anger, fear, sadness, or joy. And the part of you that holds love gives energy. Clean it off so that it shines. Examine it now and settle it back down to its place. Breathing, settling in to the layers of your body, inside and out. Returning to the place of solidity and wholeness from which we began. Opening your eyes when you're ready. Blessings.